MoneyGram becomes a Solana validator and a multi-chain stablecoin. Bet MoneyGram, a money transfer company that predates the internet, said on June 22, 2026, that it has become a validator on the Solana blockchain, taking an active role in processing transactions and securing the network's proof-of-stake system. It also joined the Solana developer platform. For a firm built on physical cash counters and corner shops, running validation infrastructure for a public blockchain is a sharp turn. The validator role is one piece of a wider strategy. MoneyGram is not picking a single chain. It is spreading its stablecoin and infrastructure bets across several networks at once. A money transfer firm running blockchain infrastructure. Becoming a Solana validator means MoneyGram now operates a node that helps confirm transactions and earn staking rewards for doing so. That is a different posture from simply listing a token or letting customers buy crypto. The company is participating in how the network reaches consensus, the same job performed by trading firms, exchanges, and dedicated staking operators. CEO Anthony Suhu framed the move around payment rails rather than speculation. "We believe the future of global money movement will be built on open, interoperable stablecoin rails that anyone, anywhere can access," he said. The language matters. MoneyGram is positioning stablecoins as the plumbing for remittances, not as a side product for crypto-curious customers. MGUSD in a deliberately multi-chain footprint. Weeks before the Solana announcement, MoneyGram launched its own stablecoin, MGUSD, on the Stellar blockchain. That launch ran through Bridge, the stablecoin infrastructure company owned by Stripe. The company is also operating as an anchor validator on Tempo, a separate blockchain. So the map now looks like this. MGUSD lives on Stellar, MoneyGram validates on Solana, and it anchors on Tempo. Three chains, three roles, one company. The spread is intentional. Rather than tie its remittance business to the fortunes of any single network, MoneyGram is keeping a foot in multiple ecosystems and letting the rails compete. That hedge is reasonable. A money transfer business moves value across more than 200 countries and territories, and the chains that work for a corridor into Latin America may not be the cheapest or fastest for one into Southeast Asia. A multi-chain approach lets the firm route around congestion, fees, and regulatory friction on a per-market basis, instead of betting the franchise on one settlement layer. A legacy remittance giant, choosing rails over resistance. The deeper story is competitive. Dollar-pegged stablecoins are already eating into traditional remittance volume in some corridors, where senders move USDC or USDT through a wallet and skip the wire fees and multi-day settlement entirely. A company in MoneyGram's position could treat that as a threat and lobby against it. Instead, it is building on the same technology that pressures its core business. This is not MoneyGram's first crypto chapter. The firm spent years working with the Stellar network and cash to crypto on and off ramps. The June 2026 steps push further. Issuing a branded stablecoin and running validation infrastructure are commitments, not pilots. For the remittance customer in a high-fee corridor, the practical promise is settlement that clears in seconds and value that holds its peg between sending and receiving. There are real limits to read into the announcement. MoneyGram did not disclose transaction volumes routed through MGUSD, fee levels, or how many corridors will use the stablecoin first. The proof-of-stake rewards from validating on Solana are not quantified either. The strategy is clear. The financial scale behind it is not yet public. The thinning line between remittances and everyday spending. For anyone who uses stablecoins to move or hold money, a regulated, recognizable money transfer brand, standing up its own stablecoin and validator infrastructure adds legitimacy to the rails that increasingly sit behind crypto cards and remittance apps. The same dollar peg tokens that settle a cross-border transfer can fund spending at the point of sale, which is why the line between remittance infrastructure and consumer payments keeps thinning. It also signals where competition is heading. If MGUSD gains traction in major corridors, such as the United States to Mexico route, it puts a familiar brand directly against crypto-native issuers and card programs that already lean on stablecoin settlement. The customer who once walked into a storefront to wire cash may end up moving the same money over a chain MoneyGram helps secure.